The Chachamim were gezeh tumei al eretz am. So there are three stages. Is there a Gemara Shabbos? Is there a Gemara Shabbos? Yes. Okay. The Gemara. Okay. So there were three stages in the tumei al eretz am. The first stage began with Yesi ben Yeza. That was about 200 years before the Chum Baishim. So Yesi ben Yeza was Gezeh, not as in Morin Shabbos. This forum day says, "Elo osi imu." That means Yesi ben Yeza, 200 years before the Chum. Gozor agusha lisleis va'avira loyklum. So then Yesi ben Yeza ubizdinei uogizei that gush is mitamei, but only b'terasofik, not b'terasvara, only lisleis. In other words, not lisleif. Then the 80 years before the Chorben, so Vos Rabbonim Dishmeinim Shono Gozar Ide Vide Lisleis. So what they had, the Chachomim, 80 years before the Chorben, they added Aver is also Mitame. In what way Aver is Mitame? Whether it's Mitame because of Eav, Mail Alagush, or the Aver by itself is Mitame, that's not by in the Gemara. But the Chachom Naroi, so the first takone was by Yesi ben Yeza ubizdinei about 200 years before the Chorben, that Mager Umase of the Gush of the earth of the Eretz Ha'amim is mitame, but Mael ala Gush is not mitame. And the takone by Yesi ben Yeza was that it's only mitame lisleis, not lisleif, sofik, not b'terasvara. Then the Chachomim who lived 80 years before the Chorben, they added that not only the Gush is mitame b'mager b'mase, but the Aver is also mitame. What does it mean the Aver is mitame? Does it mean if somebody is mayel al Gush is tome, or it means even if he's not mayel al Gush, but if he just enters the Aver of Chutz Loretz his family, that's not by. But they were Gezer and Avir, the Rabbonon of Shmeinim Shono, also with Yerosophic. And then Biushe, a number of years after Chorben, when the Bezdin was, the Sanhedrin was Nushe, first they were in Yavne, and then they from Yavne they went to Yushe, so the Bezdin, the Chachomim in Nushe, Gozor Agusha Lisraif. Anyway, so in the finale we have two tumes. One tume is the gush, and that is mitame b'teras vadai by the chachomim in Ushe, and we have another takone that is mitame b'teras sofi d'avia. What's the pshat in d'avia? It means that if somebody is mild, so he's tamei, or it means that the Aver itself is mitamei, even if he's not mine. Suppose there is a mechitzah, somebody, there is a bridge over the Eretz Ha'amim, and the person walks on the bridge. He's not mine, because he stands on the bridge, but he occupies space in the Aver of Chutz Loretz. So that's telling the Abaye, in Nozia, Daf Nun Dalet Nun Hey, as to whether the Tumas Avir means that Mayel al Gush is Tomei, but if there is a Chetzet between him, between his goof, and let's say, suppose somebody drives through in a car, in a Hansen, in a vehicle, you know, in a carriage, so the bottom of the vehicle is Chetzet between the gush and his goof. He sits in the carriage. So in each way, so if we say that the tumes avir means maila gushia is not maila or echad lasus, suppose if I am a horse in the Arizam, if the pshat in tumes avir is maila lagush, here is not maila, here he is not, no, so here on the contrary, in echad lasus is tumes in monefshach, because his feet, there is nothing intervening between his feet and his hands and the karko elom of. But if he travels in a carriage, in a car, so then there is the bottom of the car that intervenes, is interposed between his goof, his hands and his feet and the karko elom. So if we say that the pshatting to atmosphere is mile lagush, so here is not mile. Rechav lasus is mile, because there is nothing intervening between his feet and the karka elom. But if in a car, if somebody passes through the Eretz Yisrael in a car, in a train, in a vehicle, in a hansom, so then the karka of the carriage is interposed between his goof and the karka of the Eretz Yisrael, so it's not mile. But if the pshat in Tumas Aver is that the fact that he occupies space in the avir of Eretz Yisrael, that in itself is mitame. So mimele, even if he passes in a train, in a car, in a hansom, in a vehicle, where there is Dover Achitzitz between his goof and the Karko Elom, he's still Tomei. He's still Tomei. So that's not by leaving. All right, now, let's see the Gemara. Inozim. The basic Gemara is the Gemara Inozim. There's a Gemara in Erev, but the basic Gemara is a Gemara in Oz. Now, the Mishneh Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph says as follows. So there are many things mentioned in the Mishneh that is not relevant to our inyan. So just go over it. Avlas chochis v'apois v'isakras v'erasamim. The one item that is relevant to our sugya is erasamim. V'agelel v'adefei kovis dam v'eyal v'rivatzomes v'kilmanegin bimes u'meis sforei u'megomrei alelu yanozo migalech. Anyway, so the nozer is not migaleach and tumas erasamim. Umlaze bishlishi uvishvi. So there is a zoya shlishi uvishvi. Veinisesa sakedmi. Alright. Now then the Gemara has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth line from the top. Ve'eretz ha'amim, iboyelu. Eretz ha'amim mishum avire gozro aleho, oidilmo mishum gusho gozro aleho. So let's see the taste of this. Eretz ha'amim avire gozro. Kigay mehalayich b'sidah teva u'migdol g'deleis yeisem memsor shei mikablin tume, because the aloha is something that is mikabel tume is not chaitzit. Let's say, suppose there's the problem with airplanes, you see, because the airplanes are constructed from metal, from steel. Steel is pshutei klimatres is mikabel tume. Suppose there is an hole, there is a mess in the luggage apartment of the airplane, Ikean is not allowed to go by the airplane unless it's constructed in a special way. There is a way, I mean, to overcome the problem. But usually, the way it's constructed, so it's also. But after all, the mess is in a separate compartment, I mean that is chaitzitz, but the wall, the dover chaitzitz is made out of what? of metal, and pshutikli matres is mikabel tume. So mimele, something that is capable of being mikabel tume is not chetzes b'fneames. Is not chetzes b'fneames. So mimele, when his taste says, eretz ha'amim la'afir ha'gozru k'ni b'halir b'sidot tevo migdol g'deleis yeis ha'memso. Not a sidot tevo migdol that is less than memso. Because if it's less than memso, so it's a kele, kli kibul. So it's mikabel tume. Where usually sidot tevo migdol is made out of wood. Alright. So wood, pshutik le'etz, is not mikabel tume. Only if it's mishamish, odom, mikelim. But otherwise not. But pshutikli matres is mekabel tumi. So pshutikli it's not. But le kibul le eitz kibul that has a kibul that has a teich a box. Sidativ or mikul is a box. It has a bis kibul. So it's mekabel tumi. It's mekabel tumi midaraisi. A le kibul of eitz. The kibul of eitz. Some mele. How can it be chetzitz between the karko elam of the Eretz Amim and? And the person who is in the Sidur Tevo Migdol, the Sidur Tevo Migdol. So it couldn't be Chetz. But suppose the Sidur Tevo Migdol is a very big Sidur Tevo Migdol. It has the size of a boim sok. So then it's not mikabel tume. If it has the size of a boim sok, so then it's not mikabel tume. So then it can be Chetz. So that's why Teisa says, Eretz Ha'amim La'afir Ha'gozru, Gein Ha'alir B'Sidot Tevo Migdol G'deleis Yeis Ha'memso, Shei Mikabelim Tume, because if it's less than Memso, so it's a Klei Kibul, a Klei Eitz, Klei Kibul, so it's Mikabel Tume, it cannot be Chetzis. So it is just as if there hadn't been anything interposed between the person who travels, let's say, in the Sidot Tevo Migdol, or who is carried in the Sidur Tevo Migdol and the karka of the Eretz Ha'amim. But if it's Yisem Emso, so it's not Dovar Amkabel Tume, then it can be Chetzis. Shei Mikabelim Tume, Oy Al Gesher Eretz Ha'amim. Suppose he walks on a bridge. I mean, today the bridges are not, the real bridges are not made out of wood, so it's made out of steel. If it's made out of steel, it couldn't be chetzes either. But in those days, usually the bridges were made out of wood, and it wasn't a biskibul. It's something flat. A bridge is something flat. So mele, it's not mikabel tume, so it can be chetzes. So gimhala b'sidat tevo migdol g'deleis yeis ha'memso shei mikabel tume oy al gesher eretz ha'amim oy anichnas bikorin. Bikorin, that means in a carriage. Oy bisvino ni boat shechmir bo yisam beir hames ki kidei shol yitzem meiras lachushlaras. Now the question is this: We had three stages. So one stage was the earliest stage, yisim ben Yezer, about 200 years before the Chum. Then they were gazing at the gush of Eretz Ha'amim. There's the kark of Eretz Ha'amim is mitame b'terasofik, listless terasofik. And then, not Mitzvah, not Yisrael. Then 80 years before the Chum, the Chachomim were gazing on the Aver. So whatever the Aver is, now, if we say, now the question is, what was the top for Yisrael and Yisrael? Chachomim are not gazing just like that. Everything is done as is yoke to the Torah on the Tikkun Elam, but not just like that. So why was Yisrael and Yisrael gazing to Malar's Amin? So the original Tatone by Yisrael and Yisrael was that it's the gush of the Eretz Ha'amim, the kark of the Eretz Ha'amim is mitamai b'terasofik, because of the possibility that in the kark of Eretz Ha'amim that any unidentified piece of the Eretz Ha'amim might have etzem, an etzem of a human being, an etzem kiseo is mitami b'magamamas, because in the Eretz Ha'amim, so there are so many meisim kovo, some mele, even though an etzem kiseo is only mitami b'magamamas, but not be'al, you have to have the skeleton of him is not just a small piece as in Kiseo, but there is always a possibility in any identified piece of land in the Eretz Amim that there is in the Kark and Esim Kiseo. So when you step on it, you might step Dafke and an Esim Kiseo. Who knows? So Mele the Chachoy Yisni Ezra was misakim to me. But under the Takone of Yisni Ezra, if somebody would be just mild under Eretz Amim. So, assuming that there is that place, and it's going to say, only if you are mile and a real mess, and a skull, and a skeleton, I mean, not just, it's going to say, and there is no choshe for that. So, Mele, he was misakein, only because of the possibility that in every piece of land in the Eretz Amim there might be an Esim Kiseo. If you step, if you walk on it, maybe on that spot where you walked, you stepped on an Esim Kiseo of Imes. In regard to Eyal, so there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon and Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says that only Yisroel is mitame be'el, but in Nochri is not mitame be'el. Atim kroim odom ve'in umiseilom kroim odom. But the Chachomim say that even in Nochri and Akum is mitame be'el. Now, most Rishayim pask like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. The Nakum is not mitame be'el. The Rambam says v'nochein lehachmir. So he doesn't spell it out that he's mitame. V'cheishish. In other words, it's a bit of a schumra because most Rishonim pasken like Rishonim b'yochoi. But so it's a machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rishonim b'yochoi. So the first takone by Yisi ben Yezer was that Eretz Amim, the gush of Eretz Amim, is mitame misofik because of the possibility maybe there is an etzem kiseo, and if he walks on it, he touches it, or if he moves it, let's say he takes his shovel, he doesn't stand. Let's say he stands on the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz, and he takes his shovel and he keeps on digging. So maybe he moves an Etzim Kiseo, even though he didn't step on it, so it's mitame b'mase also. But Be'el is not mitame. And the Avir, if he passes through in the carriage, of course, he couldn't be tame. But even Be'el not, because Etzim Kiseo is not mitame, is not mitame Be'el. Then Shmeinim Shono, Kidim Chubim, they were gazing at Tume and the Avirals. What kind of gazing was it? Whether that the gush is mitame be'el, that mail ala gush is tome, or that the Avir itself is mitame. So that's not binding more. That's not binding more. But whatever it was, the gazing Tume alert on the Avir of Eretz Amim, then the usual many years after Chobim, they again were gazing at Tume and the Gush, but this time B'teres Vadai, some male have to be sinful. So actually, there are two takones. There is a Tuma Skush and B'teres Vadai now, and there is Tuma Sav. And that's the Rabbonon of Peishono, and that's the Abai in the Gemore, whether it's that is a Tume of Aver per se, or because of mine. So the original takone by Yisni Yezer was based upon the possibility that every spot in the Eretz Amim maybe it has Esem Kiseo. What was the second takone of Avia? So Teisve says the second takone of that Aver is mitame was in order to prevent the Jews from living out Israel and going and settling in Chutzlaret. And settling in Chutzlaret. Some Mele, they were gazing even on the Ava. Because, so the first Takone was because of the possibility there's an Esim Gisayon. Oh, 1 second. Now, so let's see the thesis. Eretz Amim La'avire Gozru Mishum. Oy Dilma Mishum Gushi Gozru. So thesis says, Eretz Amim La'avire Gozru Kim Alim Bisid Tevo Migdol Teile Sisa Mimsho Shemi Kamu Tumu Yal Gesha Eretz Amim Yandich Mikorna Bisfino Sheikh Liobo Yisam Be'el Hames Kidei Shalo Yeitzei Mi Eretz Lechutz Lortz Oy Dilma. So if we say that the Aver itself is mitame, so what's the time? As why the Chachom Misakim that the Aver is mitame, even without Ma'il Aragush, because of to prevent, to deter Jews from living out of soil and going to Chutzlaretz. Oidilma mishim gushe davke hamayil al gusho gozru ki mishemayil al ames mipnei meisi mabu. So the question is this: Meisi Mabul. So that's great. Meisi Mabul, not Jews. Now the halacha is that according to Rav Shimon Yochai and the most Rishonim passed like that. Passed like Rav Shimon Yochai. So Akum is not mitam be'el. So how could the Rabbonon of Peishono be gazer to me and mayer la gush of Eretz Amim because of the possibility mesima. So then Teisa says, "Oy mitnei reiv mi yisrael shenehargu b'chutz laretz." Mimele, and we are, there is a possibility because there so many Jews were killed by the Meseilam in chutz laretz. So there is a possibility there might be a whole skeleton too, not just. SMPCO is not mitame be'er, only Maya Masi, but the skeleton is mitame. So there is a possibility. But the first lotion is, so that we understand. But how about the first lotion? So the first lotion, it can only apply according to the Rabbon of Shin Yochai, not according to Shin Yochai. Now let's see, there is a taste symbol of Basra. Big worry for me, sorry. So we have to say the tasteless here in Nozi when he says oy dil mishum gushe davke hamay al gushe gozlo kmei shimay al ames mitne meisim abo. But the question is, but meisim abo ay vichovim not mitame beyal. So is not the words like the Rabbanon, not words. Only a little bit of Rabbanon, but a little bit of Shimon Yochai. We couldn't say that they were gazing mitzad mayor ames mitzad meisim abo. Only according to Rabbanon. But even that is not so poshut. There are two tesis. One tesis in Bolbasra says a chiddush that the Gemara in Bolbasra that from Chesam and Aleph says that Rabbanoye was an Amere, but he was accustomed to Mitzayin and the Moras and Machpelah. In other words, so he put up like tzionim, indications, like in Matzeve. Here is the kever of Avraham Avinu, here is the kever. No one knows today exactly where the kever. You know, they are covering Moras and Machpelah, but Moras and Machpelah is quite big. Some say that Dayan went down. Dayan in the Melchemes Sheshes Ayomim, so Dayan himself went down like this. No one goes down there, but some say that Dayan went down and he was asked questions, he refused to answer. But so Rabbanoye was accustomed to make tiyunim and the Moras Machpelah, in other words, to put up a sign. This is the kever of Avraham, this is the kever of Yitzchak. So why? In order to be mafrish kihanim from Yisroel, they might be mayel and the kever. So mitzayim art. So mishum di kever sosum tumo bitzoteses that in Chesam Dal says mishum di kever sosum tumo bikas veil it to be mafrish kihanim and even Yisraelim. Somebody doesn't want to become tame. So, mishum di kever sosum tumo bikas veil, kit kono bechame ducht. Vim teima avo in kivri ev di kichovim mitamin veil, mishum de in kruin odom. So Tesis at the end says, Avraham is nikro odom. But Tesis nikashe is yom, if einu meselum kruin odom, so even Avraham avinu is not odom. That in itself shows that when the Gemara says that Adam kruim odom vin meselum kruim odom, so it's not chas v'sholem that umiseilom are considered to a certain extent subhuman, chas v'sholem. But as Rabbi Saval Lozhener gave the answer, that's the real answer. Not just Rabbi Saval Lozhener was asked by the Minister of Education at one time, how is it the Talmud has such a negative attitude towards goyim? They don't even consider them as human, as subhuman. Atim kroim odom, veinu meseilom kroim odom. He was a scholar, was a big lump, the Minister of Education in Tsarist Russia. So Rabbi Tzvah Loshna said, now in Loshna Kedesh we have several terms. I'm mentioning it because this is the truth. It was not just lichuvas. As he chuvet to the Seni Yisrael. That's the real truth. So in Rosh Kedesh we have many terms designating a human being. We have Ish and we have Anish. There's a difference between Ish and Anish. Ish, the Rabbim of Ish is Ishim. You know, people think that the Rabbim of Ish is Anoshim. The Rabbim of Ish is Ishim, not Anoshim. Why people today, when they speak of one person, they use the term Ish, not an Ish. The term an Ish is hardly used today. Hardly used. But so Ish is the singular, and the Rabbim of Ish is Ishi. Then there's another term designating a human being, Enosh. The Rabbim of Enosh is Anosh. And Gever. Alright, you could say Gever means a man. But sometimes Gever refers to human being, not just a man or a woman. Ma'isenin ish al pishe Gever al chator. So it means Gever in contrast to a Gveret. It's true that Gever sometimes means a male. So then we have the term Gveret. But Gever can also mean a human being. So Gever is Gvorim. And then we have Odom. Odom has no rabbi. One person is Odom, two people is Odom, a million people is Odom, is no rabbin. Why? Because Ish Eno Ish Gever designates the human being as an individual. As an individual. But Odom, where do you find Odom? When the Rabbeinu Shalom created Odom and Chave, so Vayikre, Shmoy Odom. So the Odom was the name not just for Odom Orishin. For Odom and Chave together, that was humanity at that time. At the very outset, so the human race consisted of Odom and Chave. Odom and Chave. So Odom designates the human being as a collective. In other words, because a human being has two aspects. First of all, as an individual, Chavi v'Odom shenivro b'tzalam aliki. And then a human being has another characteristic. He's a collective being. So, Atem Kroin, the Gemara doesn't say, Atem Kroin Mish, vein evdik Chav minim was Elam Kroin Ish. On the contrary, Ish Ish the Rabbi Sazak. And the Ish is a higher madrige than Adam, because whenever the Torah says Ish, the Chachomim Amimayit Chereshit Vikot. So Ish means someone who has intelligence, I mean, Chereshit Vikotten, who is not mature, and so then he's not even called Ish. But Adam, Chereshit Vikotten is also not. But still, so for me, Ish Uyamar Be Ish Ish Rabbi Zak, Adam Uyamimayit. Why? Because Odom designates the human being as a collective. So that's only Gabi Jews, because Jews have two existences. One as an individual. So every human being has an existence. And every human being is created by God as an individual. Chaviv Odom Shalifo B'Salam Lekim. But as a collective, of course, you have among the Meselam, you have a French people, a German nation, a Russian nation, a Polish nation, but that's only artificial. It's Leveshes Soro, Peshetes Soro. So one person, today, he's a member of the Russian nation, then he moves to France, he told him that, and he becomes a citizen of France, and he's no more. A member of the Russian nation. He's a member of the French nation, the French people. So, and everybody has a collective existence. But this is not something that is created by the Rabbeinu Shalom. This human being. The people, they combine together to form organizations, to form a nation. But the Rabbeinu Shalom does not create Frenchmen as a people. He creates every Frenchman as individual, yes. So he says, that's why we say, Mashinkin Yisrael, Hayim Azen Yisulam. So through Matan Torah, so the Rabbeinu Shalom endowed the Jewish people with a special identity as a collective. And it cannot be Peshet Esor, Levesh Esor, Yisrael Afar Pishachoto Yisrael. Cannot impossible. So that's why we say Atim Krim Odom Vinu Meseilom Krim Odom. And then Teisa says Tikashe. Here Reb Shimon Yochai says in Meseilom Krim Odom, and Reb Meir says Asher Yaseh Yisom Odom VeChay Bem Asher Yaseh Yisom Kiham Libim VeYisraelim Loi Nema Elo Odom Mikan Nishafil Akum SheYisik BeTirot Min Shemamit Says Delay Sa'ariu Kikin God. She asked Odom, but Ein Akum Kruim Odom. So how can Rabbi say? So Rambam says there is a difference between Odom and Hodom. In Miseilom Anat Koro Odom, but here it says Ashi Yaseh Yisom Hodom V'Chay Bem. Nothing. That's what Rambam says. What's the difference? After all, Odom and Hodom is the same term. Shulchon HaShulchon. Sefer HaSefer. The answer is because Hodom contains the Hey idea. What does the idea mean something? A specific object. When you say shulchan, a table, any table. We say hashulchan, we have in mind an individual table. We say sefer, any book, hasefer. So that is because hodom designates the the dignity of a human being as an individual. So I feel like to have me call order. Chaviv hodom for bitzalam rekim. As an individual, it's chaviv, and Tishyontev mentions it. Tishyontev as a soil that the white girsi is not chaviv hodom, but chaviv hodom, because hodom has reference only to a Jew, not to a misailah. Anyway, we see from these cases assumed in the kashe that according to Rav Shimon Yochai that in misailah mchilom. So even Avraham Avinu, could anyone? I think that Rabbi Yitzchak of Origener mentioned that Tesvis to the minister in order to convince him that he was not trying to, to confuse him, that he was telling him the truth. So he mentioned even Avraham Avinu, so no one could be chayshet any Jew that they consider Avraham Avinu a subhuman. So even Avraham Avinu was not considered at all, because he was before Matan Torah. So there was no existence of Tushas Yisroel as a collective. So this is the kashe. V'im teima avon kivar yitvichom mitam be'er, v'ishim be'ekruim odo, v'afilu rabbonon di pligi arab shimen, and that's the big chilesh. V'afilu rabbonon di pligi arab shimen, v'amra din tamim be'er, mikol mokim b'keva sh'lifnei adibu, lo'imar b'lei binozer. Lo'imar b'lei binozer. So Tesis Chidesh is that even the Rabbonon who say that Akum is Mitame Be'er, so only Akum after Matan Torah, but the Bnei Odom before Matan Torah, so even the Rabbonon are made that they are not Mitame Be'er. Why? Because the Gemara in Nozir is Marbe V'chashi in Chukas. Asher Yiga B'Keva, that's the Dishabes Parashi. Asher Yiga B'Keva. It's a B'Keva. So, it's great. There is a Chumash. There is no Chumash. Okay, it's not important.
No,
in Chukas, this Parashi tomorrow. Parashi is born. It's not important. Okay. So, the V'Chol Anigea, B'Etzem or B'Cholo, Oy bikeva. So the Gemara says, Omar Ish Lokish, Daf Nun Dalet in Nozir, Ze keva shalifnei adibo. That somebody is not allowed, if somebody steps or touches a keva shalifnei adibo of a person who died before Matan Torah, so he's tummy. So Tesis says like this. Vintim aven ki vilchob mitam be'el mishin ikhrim odom. Vafil rabon nipli garab shimen be'amad in tam be'el. Mikomo kim bikeva shalifnei adibo lo imarbo lebenozir. El li yenigie o im bikeva le rabis keva shalifnei adibo. So we need a special pasuk. So Tesis has sikashe. In Nozir. O im bikeva. Rabshim melokishim az kevesh nadibo. Shekid matuteh. Vitzor chir le rabbonon de rabshime de amre afkirer gechovim mitamim beyal de leashin odom atem chrim odom amai yitzrich bikeva. So why we need a posik that if somebody is nikeya y keva shalifnei adibo, so then he's tummy. But even if he's mayor ani keva shalifnei adibo. So from this basis it's mashma that until Matan Torah nobody had the din of Israel. That's how it's mashma. That child, where that the Oves and the Jews, the children and the grandchildren and the great grandchildren of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, prior to Matan Torah had the din Yisrael, had the din of Neach. So from this basis it's mashma that they had the din of Neach. So Tesis says the kashe the rabbonon the Rav Shimon bishleime according to Rav Shimon, we understand as to why we have to need a posik that nigeya bikevash lifnei adibo, even though it's all b'neiach and the b'neiach is not mitam be'el, but the b'ngiya is mitam. But according to rabbonon that ego is mitam be'el, so what do we need a posik that he's mitame bin gear. The male is mitame, lachas kama vechama bin gear. So, the Sotesa says, v'yesh leima de Reb Shimini. Sotesa's teretzi is that the reason is the nausea, the reason is to why Reb Shimon ben Lakish, when he resorts to especially Alfuse, that the kever sholifnei adibur is mitame bin gear, that's only a libid Reb Shimon. But a libid Rabbanon, we don't need a pasuk because it's mitame even bail. So Mele taste the shitting nozeri is that according to the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon, so goyim mitame bail even goyim before matata. That's taste the shitting nozeri. But taste is in Bobasra is chelik. Taste is in Bobasra says. One second, please.
What page are you?
In Bobasra daf moches. Vim teima. Vohoi in kivrei vikachovim mitamim be'el mishim din kruin odom. Vafil rabon and dipliga ad Reb Shimon ve'amr din tamim be'el. Mikol mokim vikeva sholifnei adibur lui marbole bin ozir. El li yinigie. Oy bikeva le rabis keva sholifnei adibur. So, so there is a machlekes between two tases. Tases in Nozir holds that according to Rabbanon of Reb Shimon Mirchoi, so even the Bnei Neach Kedem Matan Torah were mitame be'er. And the reason is why we have to resort to a special posse that mitame bin gie is alibid Reb Shimon Mirchoi, but alibid Rabbanon we don't need a posse. But tases in Bobasra holds that even the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon ben Yochai who say that the Yochai metam be'el, so it's only Acha Matan Torah. But in the Yochavim, Kedem Matan Torah, so it's certainly not metam be'el. It's not metam be'el. And Mimele, it means, and all the people, even the Jews Kedem Matan Torah, are not metam be'el. So Mimele, what he, so Tezis gives the Teretz. So the reason is why Rabbi Noye had to indicate the Kvorim because of Avram and because of Odom Rishin. And it's very likely that the same Gzeres HaKosel that applies to Avram Avinu applies to Yitzchak to Yaakov also, because it's much more from the Gemara that he was Mitzayin not only the Kvorim of Avram and Yitzchok and Yaakov, and also of Sorah and Rivka and Leah. I mean, Rochel is not in the Moras HaMachpelah, because they all have the same status as Avram Avinu. Since Avram Avinu was Nikra Odom, why did Avram Avinu have a Shem Odom? Because as Rabbi Tzvi Volozhin explained it, the reason is why Goyim are not korodom, because they don't have any real collective identity. It's artificial, it's not something permanent. But why? Because there is no collective existence. But Avraham Avinu was the Av HaMein Goyim. So Mimele, he is the father of the Jewish people. And this is not only Gzeres HaKosel v'gabei Avraham, but it's a cause of the Gabi Oldovis, Vohraye, that a Ger can say Laviseinu. He said, why? Because Ava Mingayim, but when he says Aviseinu, he doesn't refer only to Avram, he refers to Yisrael, the Yaakov too. And the same thing applies to the Mois also. Just as the Ovis are fathers of the whole Jewish people, even of Iger, who is not biologically descended of Avon, so the Mois are mothers of the whole Jewish people, and even of Gerim and Geiras, they are also mothers. So Mimele, that's Tesis that. So there is a machlekes between Tesis and Bobasre and Tesis
in
Tesis and Nozir. According to Tesis in Nozir, so according to the Rabbonon, that if the Kehovim is mitame be'el, so even if the Kehovim kedem adibur mitame be'el, according to Tesis of Basre, even the Rabbonon are made it. Now, so this taste. Now let's go back again to the taste of Sia Nozia and explain this. You one second, please don't interrupt me, please. I'm asking you a favor, please. So here Tesvis, when Tesvis says, Eras Amla Villa Gazokim, Halab Sita Table, Migdal Dalis Isim and so, Shayni Kabin Tumer, we are Gesher as Amin, we are Nichnas becoming the Bisvino Shechmir. Oy Dilma Mishim Gusha Dafke, Amaila Gusha Gosol, Kimishimaila Mess, with the Macy Mabel. But the question is, but Macy Mabel are going? The answer is, so tasteless, this goes according to the Rabbon of Hashim Ben Yochai. But according to Hashim Ben Yochai, then we couldn't even say that the whole Tume of Aviro is only because of Mail al Macy Mabel, because Macy Mabel are not Mitame Be'er, are not Mitame Be'er. And then, even according to the Rabbonons, it should still be told in the Machlekes between Tesis and Bobasre and Tesis and Nozir. Because according to Tesis and Bobasre, some Mele, according to Tesis and Basre, so even the Rabbonon are made that Kedem Adibo are not Mitame Be'er. Mese Amabel war Kedem Adibo, so that can only accord with the Shita of Tesis and Nozir. In the Dafa Kedem, and Alibe the Rabbonon of Rabshim B'Yochoi, but not Alibe the Rabshim B'Yochoi. So, in other words, so there is a big Chiddush. According to that, then Tesis says, Oy mipnei reidim Yisrael shenehargu bechutz la'aretz, that can accord even Alibe the Rabshim B'Yochoi. I mean, it's very important. Aval anichnas b'seidet evo migdoloi b'korin b'svinoloi, because then he's not mild. Because Bisvino, so the karka of the bottom, the ground of the Svino is interposed between the person who sits in the Svino, that's right, and the karka of Eretz Ham. So the Hiksho, the Hode Mashmal Ferkame di Shabbos, the Gozra al Gusho la Viro, Hosom Hoche Perushi, Bein Lumigia bi Gusho, Bein Mail al Gusho, Beloishim Hefzik li Gusho. Aber wie Boss sieht der Tevo Migdol, sie ist Hefse Kloyai. Wie Yikscho, Harav, ihr Jakob Molainer, die Tnam, wie Frekame der Oles, Weilu mit Tami, Magam und Masse, der Loi Beel, er ist Ami, und bis er Pras, wie auch am Aschma, die Pschitelone mit Tami Beel, ki Mai und Mi al Gusho, wie Loi Hefse sieht der Tevo Migdol. Wie Tire ist die Hosse Meire, wie Gusho, Abom, er ist Ami, er ist Israel. Before the Peshono. So that Nishn was Nishnis. So the Shabbos Doma Hoson Mikorali Gozru Alavira Veliklum. Veidi Yishleima Deini Mitame Achi Konei Shom Reishi Verilbei Kedi Mashma Bishile Sugin Veloiki Shemachnis Yodu Bilvat Di Ilu Beil Ames Mitame Afil Machnis Yodu. So then, that's a big Chiddush. That even if we say that the Chachomim were Geiser and Mail on Eretz Amim, but it's not this on the same level as Mail on Ames. Mail on Ames, so even if he just puts his hand over the mess, not his whole goof, so, but his tummy. But here, assuming that the Chachomim were Geiser and Mail on Ames, only if the reishi v'rubei of the goof is mile over the Eretz Amim. But if he stands in Eretz Yisrael at the borderline, and then he just stretches out his hand over the gush of Eretz Amim, he will not become permitted. It's a big chiddush. Anyway, so this is the Abaye in the Gemara. Iboi lo Eretz Amim mishum afiri gozrolo, oi dilmo mishum gushi gozrolo. Toshma, umaze bishlishi uvishvi. The Mishnah mentions many things that are mitame is choch is proiz bisapras gilil defek revis dam, and then he says
aleilu is in a rabbanon, right?
Yeah, yes. Aleilu in a nozer migaleach. Not all. Some of the items are mitame vidaraisa, but the nozer is not migaleach. Umaze bishlishil vishvi. So the Makshin assumed that the maze bishlishil vishvi has reference to each item mentioned. One of the items listed is Eretz Ham. That means that if somebody goes through travels in the Eretz Amin, so he becomes Tomei and not become Toyer. You have to be Mazi on Mechatos on the third day and the seventh day. Yes. Toshma o Mazi b'shlishi v'shvi vi amret nishma vire hazoi lomali. So bishleime, so if we say, now, of course, the first takone by Yisim Yezer was because maybe there is etzem kiseo. So mele, it requires hazoi gimul zayin. The second takone was the rabbonim of Pishono that avira is mitami. But it's a shayla. Two alternatives. Avira is mitami also because of the gush. But not only magi umase of the gush is mitami, but mayel ala gush is mitami. Or it's a separate kind of itume. It's not mayel ala gush, but the avir itself is mitami. So there is a basic difference. If the tumas avir means mayel ala gush, then it's a tumas mes. So it is subject to all the aloches of tumas mes. Now if somebody's mayel ala mes, a real mes, so he requires hazoi gimel zayin. So mele mayel al gush eres amim also requires hazoi gimel zayin. But if we say that the tume of the rabbonon of the peishon or gezer was a new tume, the aver is mitami. The fact that he was nimtzo in the aver of chutz lores, that is mitami. What is the tam? Not because of meisi. The term of Mesim is only if we say that the Rabbanon of Peishono or Gezer al Mayel Lagush, then it's a Tumas Mes. But if we say that the Rabbanon of Peishono or Gezer in Yutume, it's not Tumas Mes. So Meirche Teise, there should be a Zoyegim Uzayin. If somebody is a Tumas Sheretz or a Tumas Nide, he requires a Zoyegim Uzayin. Mandechar Shmei a Zoyegim Uzayin. A Zoyegim Uzayin is peculiar to Tumas Mes. So if the tumeh that the chachomim of Peishono or Gezer, it was a tumeh of Mayel Agush, then it's a tumas mes. So it's an extension of the tumeh that Yisim Yezer was Gezer. But Yisim Yezer was Gezer only Magul Mase. So they extended it. And that mile is all sometimes, but it's tumas mes. Some mile it requires as oigim zayin. But if it's tumas aver per se, there's nothing to do with tumas mes. So what kind of shayches can as oigim zayin be? So the Gemara says, vi amret mishma vir as oigim lomali elo lav mishim gushe. So the Gemara is deichet. Lo ilayla meimeloch mishma vire. But then you ask, if avire is what kind of shayches does Azoy Shlishi V'Shvi have? V'Rikaton HaAshore. In other words, when the Mishnah says Mazim Shlishi V'Shvi, it doesn't have reference to each item specified. Only to be surprised, Gelel, Deifek, Reviz, Damp, but not to Eretz Amin, Eretz Amin, Nachname, there is no Azoy Gimel Zayin, because it's not even to Mesmes. So one thing is obvious, that if the Tumas Avia represents Tumas Mayel Lagush, then it's a Tumas Mes. If Tumas Avia means Tumas Avia per se, then it's not even Tumas Mes, it's a new Tumas. Ochenan Mistabre, Medictone, Vikelim, Anegin, Bimes, Hanekelim, Neazoinino. So, Claim Avim Nigia, Noza, Vikelim, Anegin, Bimes, Tzor Hazoye. Beat me up. In other words, there is a loch of cholo. So if it matres toshes mes, it becomes an avi avisa tume. It becomes an avi avisa tume. And if it matres touches a person who touched the mess, the person who touched the mess is an avatume. So the klimatres who touches the person who touched the mess becomes an avatome, but it, the klimatres that touched the mess, even though it's an avi avi satome, but hazoyez gimul v'zayin doesn't require. The klimatres who touched the person who touched the mess doesn't have to subject himself to hazoyez gimul v'zayin. So the Gemara says, if you are going to say that every item mentioned in the Mishnah so requires Hazoi Gimel Zion. One of the items that is mentioned in the Mishnah is Kalim. Hani Kalim Ne'azoyinino. Elosh Mamina Ashore. In other words, that Mazin Gimel Zion doesn't refer to each item specified. Only certain items, not it. Some of them, this he doesn't refer to it to. Leilek Tanoi. Hanichnas Le'aras Amin B'Sidah Teiv O'Migdol Rebbe Mitamei V'Rabbi Yisi B'Rabbi Yudah Mitaya. My love, Rebbe Sovar Mishum Avir. Some mele, even if he's beside the table, migdol, so still it's mitame. It's mitame, because the avar is mitame. But, and Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, so va mishum gushe. So gushe, so if it's beside the table, migdol, so it's chaitzit bifnei agush. No, the kula alma mishum gushe. Mal sovar il zorok shmeyel, umal sovar loy shmeyel. In other words, the Gemara says no. Don't have to say the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah is on the question as to whether the Tumas Aras Amin is Mishum Gush, so, or it's Mishum Avia. Now you can say that both agree that that is Mishum Gush, so then you ask the Kashe if it's Mishum Gush, so why is Rebbe Mitame? Why is Rebbe Mitame after all? The Siddur Teivo Migdol is an Eil Achitzeitz, because Rebbe holds Eil Zoruk Loish Meir. In other words, if an Eil is motion, it's not Chitzeitz. It's not Chitzeitz. In other words, that's a Shaila. That's a very difficult Shaila. Let's say a plane. So if a plane passes over cemeteries, which plane doesn't pass over cemeteries? I mean, you can never be sure. I mean, so Mimele, if we say Eil Zorok Loish Me'el, so then a Kayan is not allowed to go by plane. It's a very difficult child. It's a very difficult
Zorok,
Eil Zorok Loish Me'el. So he's mile when the plane, suppose there would be no ground in the plane. So then everybody who sits in the plane, and suppose the ground is removed. So then his goof is mile, but there is a ground, there is a floor in the plate. But El Zorok is Loish Me'el, some male is not Chetzitz. So the Kayan who flies over a cemetery, so fortunately, most Rishenim, the Machaber, and even the Ramolis only says Noagul Achmir. Some male, so Kivrev Gechovim is not Mitam Ve'el, but sometimes a plane might fly above a Jewish cemetery too. I mean, why isn't that possible? Isn't that possible? Some male, it's a big shaila for Kehanim. But anyway, I mean, all Kehanim go by plane. So they rely that they are not Cheshis that will fly above a Jewish cemetery. That's the Heta. Otherwise, I don't know what the Heta is. Anyway, if we say that El Zolk is Loi Shmeel. So what is Loi Shmeel? So it's so there is no El Achitz. If we say El Zolk Shmeel, then there is no problem. All right. So one second, please let me cover the Gemara, please. My love, Leim Ketanoi Anichal Klaras Am Bisir Tevo Migdol Rebbe Mitan Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yisrael Mitaya. My love, Rebbe Shavah Mishum Avire Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yisrael Shavah Mishum Gushe Loi Dikul Al Mishum Gushe Mal Shavah Reil Zorok Shmeyel Umal Shavah Loi Shmeyel Vatanye Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yudah Imeya Tevo She Im Leo Kelim Bizorok Al Pnei Ames Be'el Tmeyo Vimoysom Nachas Teho Nachas Teho. So that's how it goes. And that's the girsay of the Mephorash. It's not Rashi, it's the Mephorash. So, that's the girsay. So, according to the Mephorash, the Gemara is asking a kashi. Vatanya is a kashi. How can you say that Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yudah holds that El Zoruk Ishmael, but Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yudah says explicitly in the Braise, in the Braise, Tevoshi Leo Kelin Vizoruk Al Pnei Ames. You have a box with many kelim, and then you throw it over a mess. So it's mile, all the kelim are mile, and the mess, but there is the floor of the box the floor, the walls of the box, the tachetzin that are interposed between the kelim and the mess, so mele the kelim shouldn't become tomei. So Rabbi Yisrael says, no, teivo shim leo kelim bizork al pnei mess, be'al pneio, v'moisum nachas, if it's not motion. So then it's neilachitzes. So we see that even Rabbi Yude concedes the tail soul is loishmeel. If it's emotion, it's not chitzes. So how can you say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yude is on the question of ilzok shmeel or ilzok loishmeel? Rebbe holds ilzok loishmeel and Rabbi Yude holds ilzok shmeel. How can you say that? So. Elo di kulaume, so the Gemara mishmavir. So the Gemara, according to the Mefores Girse, so the Gemara is chaser from this teretz that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Yudis and the question whether El Zorok Shmeir or El Zorok Lo Shmeir. Elo di kulaume mishmavir, that bein Rebbe and bein Rabbi Yisrael Yude hold that Mishmavira, and Avira means what? Avira means that it's a new Tume, the Ava per se, not Tumas Mes. El Likul Aome Mishmavira, Umar Soba Akim, the Lishrich, and the Gozel be Rabbonon. Umar Soba, Rafal Gav, the Lishrich, and the Gozel be Rabbonon. So, in other words, everybody agrees that it's Mishmavira. So, why does Rebbe doesn't require an explanation. Rebbe says he's tomei. Why? Because the other is mitamei. So true, there is an eil achitzes at the bottom, but on top there is no chitze. There is no chitze, and the top is open. And the top is open. Mashein kein. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude says true that the other is mitamei, but this kind of this is an unusual situation that a person should stay in the avir of Eretz Amin in a box. Some mele is milsle shriche is loigozr be rabon. Is loigozr rabon. Umar sova rafadav le shriche gozr. So mar sova kidn le rabis brab yude holds kidn le shriche loigozr rabon. Mar sova rafadav le shriche gozr rabon. Vatanye hanich nas le Eretz Amin bisida tebo migdol toyer. Bikorin v'svino v'skarye tom. So this atanye is v'nechus. Is v'nechus. The first atanye, according to the Mefores, is a kash. But this atanye is v'nechus. Then v'boy seime hoche shemo yitzireishi v'ribay lishom pli. Lishom pli. In other words, v'atanye v'nechus again v'nechus. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude imeir hanichnas l'eras amin b'sido tebo migdol. So in other words, what's the pshat? So according to the Mefores Girse and the Girse in our Gemara, there's another Girse, the Girse of the Rach, but according to the Girse in our text and the Girse of the Mefores, so altogether how many ukimtes are there in the Gemara? Two ukimtes. The ukimte that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudis and the question whether El Zorok Shmeel or Lishmeel is Nitre. And one akimte is that both hold that Mishmavire Gozru, and still Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudis is Mitayer because it's Milsele Shriche to be Nichnas Laras Am Misir Teva Migdol Sule Gozru Rabbanon. And then the second akimte is that the Gemara doesn't say is it kula alme savre gusha gozru or kula alme savre avire gozru. The Gemara doesn't say, but Reb Chaim points out that obviously the pshat in the second kinte is that both hold mishum gusha gozru, because if both would hold mishum avire gozru, so why does the Gemara have to say why hocha shema yitzi reishi v'rubi lishom tliye? If Mishmavire goes, all that is needed, that it should be open on top. It's open on top, so mele is tomei mitzad avia. The Gemara says the only choshi is maybe it'll come out. Why do we have to resort to the possibility that maybe it'll come out? If it comes out or it doesn't come out, as long as it's open on top, so mele is tomei. So we see from this Gemara that according to the second Kinte, so both hold that Mishum Gushibos. I mean, that's the Gyos in our text. That's the Gyos in our text. However, the Rach has different Gyos. Because according to our Girse and the Miforish Girse and Miforish Pshat, so the Hatanya is a Kash. According to the Rach, is Benechus. So according to the Rach, I mean, Tesis mentions Rach Pshat, but briefly, it's like this. The Gemara is the Kash. Eleni Kitanoia, Nichnas Laras Amisitibo, Mikdo Rebbe Mitam, Rebbe Sram, Vin Mitaya. My love, Rebbe Sova Mishma Virev, Rebbe Sram, Vin Sova Mishim Gushe, Loidi Kula Al Mishim Gushe, Masova Reil Zog Shmeel, Masova Loi Shmeel, Veatanye Benechus. Rebbe Yisib, Rebbe Yudei Meir, Tevo Shin Leo Kalim, Vizo Kal Pnea Mez Beel Pneo, Vimo Yuminachas Istero. So what it mean, Vimo Yuminachas Tero? It means that while it is being thrown, so for a moment it stopped, let's say the table dropped, let's say on a certain amut, for a moment, and then it kept flying again, but for a moment it bumped against an amut and it stopped for a moment. So then it says imu yisam nachas teiro, even though it is in the course of motion, but if it was mile la mess, at a mile la mess over the mess, while it was momentarily at rest, even though it was only for a second, but some mele it is, so it's still an eil achitzis. So that means that Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yude holds el zog shmeyel, because according to the Rach Shite, If we say il zol kloishmeel, so even if in that particular moment it was in a state of rest, but if it is generally in the course of motion, but for a moment it bumped and it paused and it rested for a moment and then it flew again. So if we say il zol kloishmeel, then it's not chaitz. Even at the moment that it was menachas, since Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yude says in this braise v'menachas teiro, so it's a raya that Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yude holds el zog shmeir. But so then he asks, so why if it is mile ala mess, if the siddur teiro migdalism hovers over the mess while it's mamish emotion, so why is it tmeyo? Because then it's not distinguishable from Eifa Pareach. So there's a mission in all this that Eifa Pareach, so it cannot be chetzis b'fnei atum. Let's say, in other words, suppose a person, an eif, happens to fly over a mess, and then as the eif, the bird, sometimes it's a big bird, as the eif was hovering over the mess, so a certain person put his hand above the bird. So he stopped.
Why?
Why? Because Eif HaPareach is not considered Ta'ole altogether.
It's not a
question of Chetzitza. It's not Chetzitz. Okay, Echanam. All right, Echanam. It's not Chetzitz. Eif HaPareach is not Chetzitz. It's not Chetzitz. So even according to the Mandoma, that the Rach says, even according to the Mandoma, that El Zog is Shmeyel, so it means only at the moment where it rests for a second. But while it's in motion, so it's not distinguishable from Eifa Pareach, so it's not Chetzitz. So this is the Rav's Girse. So then, so according to the Rav's Girse, V'atanye b'nechuse, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudei Matevo, Shin Leo Kehu Mizor, Kao Kne Ames, Be'yol Kneo, V'imoyso Minachas Teheiro. No, and the Rach is not Geres, because if we are Geres, then we have to explain it like the Miforash, not like the Rach. But he is Geres, not Elo de Kula Al Mishmavire, V'boyeseimre, Kula Al Mishmavire. matter why it's according for Asgill, say they are how many kintis? According to Mephoskill says altogether we have two kintis. The kinte that the machlekin between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yude is on the question whether I'll zog shmeel or lo shmeel is nitzchali gamre, and then we have one kinte that kul al mesavrim shmavira and the machlekin is whether gozru b'milse lishrich or loy gozru. So Rebbe says gozru b'milse lishrich and Rebbe Yisrael Rabbi Yude says loy gozru. And the second kinte is that kul al mesavre that mishum gushe, but Rebbe, so then it should be chaytzeitz. But Rebbe holds that Shemo Yeitzi Reishi v'Rubei, Shemo Yeitzi Rubei, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude is not Reishi Shemo Yeitzi Reishi v'Rubei. So altogether we have two kintes. But according to the Raz Gersay, so the first kinte that the Machlekes is on the question of the Elzor Shmeel, or Lo Shmeel remains. So that's one kinte. Then the boy say me, and Vatanya is Benechuse Araya that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah holds Elzor Shmeel, because Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says that Imoy Sumnachas, so then it is Tero, even though it's generally in the state of, in the course of motion. So still it is chaytzeis, but while it's mamish emotion, then it's like if a pareach. So then it's no ale altogether. So then it's not chaytzeis even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude. So that is the first kinte, and then the Gemara says v'boy say me di kulam shmavire umar sevakim lishrich aligaz rabbonu umar sevakim lishrich aligaz rabbonu. Then when you say that Tanya and you say that Tanya is a thing when you do to hear, because we see this guy you told me, we boy is him, and then there is a third committee. So these are the Gersois. Now we can understand the taste. All right. We see that even we do peer the countries, Mashayin Kim Beres Amin, the Rebbe, the Nira Sharitz and Forish, Sido Teva and Migdo Dafki. So, in other words, this, the Gemara, they say, according to Rashi Pshat, so this price that says, Ligabi Surye, or Rachel, Connors, will be Tyre and Nichnas, can accord, that's Daf Chesam Days, can accord only with Rebeshit. Because Rebbe said, Bayer Sami Mamesh, Bisido Tevo Migdol, so. So he's tomei, but Bisuye is toy. Mashain came, it could not call to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, because how could the Braise say in some respects, so is like Eretz Yisrael, in some respects like Chutz Laaretz, in which respects is it like Eretz Yisrael, that if he's nichnas b'sidah tevo migdol, so he's toyer. Even Eretz Amim he's toyer. So how can the Braise say? So that's why Rashi was forced to explain that this Braise that says that Surya in certain respects is like Eretz Yisrael, and it manifests itself in the fact that if he's nichnas b'sidah tevo migdol in Surya, he remains toyer. So that can only accord with the shite of Rebbe. Because Neres Amim he wouldn't be toya, but the contrary is Rabbi Yude, so even Neres Amim he would be toya. This is Rashi Pshat.
What is Neres Amim?
That's Chutzlaret. V'nira sheretz lefarshir teva migdol dafke uloch lemoisul mukik Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude do hu mitay afilu b'Neres Amim shtateis zeischelik uvichinam pirashkein do al kol chochsi de teva migdol av dafke nokat. So when the Gemara says that the price that says Horeitzel Ikonis lo bitare nichnas in Surya doesn't mean dafke b'sir teva migdol, that there is a that the amechitzes, you know, on the bottom and on the side, so there is a chitze. See, the teva migdol means that he doesn't touch the ground. So see, the teva migdol doesn't touch the ground, and rechef asusi doesn't touch the ground. So see, the teva migdol in the Braise about Surya does not mean dafke sidotevo migdol, and it's sus too. And sus, so that can accord in vis-a-vis sus, Reiche for Abhemo, so that can accord with Rabbi Yisipar Abiyude also, because Rabbi Yisipar Abiyude is mitaya beras amim only nicht nur besiegt evo middle, where there is an eil achetzes, but Reiche for Asusen Chutzlores, Rabbi Yisipar Abiyude is made that he's tummy, that he's made that he's tummy. Uvechinem pirash kenda, al koch och sidot evo middle, av dafke nokat. Hello, so why does he mention sidot evo middle? Let him mention Reiche for Asus, Reiche for Abhemo. Because the price Ligabeiras Amim uses the expression Sidetevo Migdal, so the Gemara uses here also Sidetevo Migdal. But here the Gemara doesn't mean Dafka Sidetevo Migdal. He means any case where there is no contact
with the
between his goof, his feet, let's say, and the ground. The Ella Mishminoka the price, Ella Huadin Afushroch of Lasus, Kitten the Sova Rebbe. Hey, and the question is, so why does the Braise mention Sidetevo Migdal? Why the Braise by Eres Hami mention Sidetevo Migdal? The Braise by Surya mention Sidetevo Migdal because the Braise by Eres Hami. But the question is, why does the Braise by Eres Hami mention Sidetevo Migdal? Elo Mishnoka de Braise, Elo Adina Tulrech Vasus, Kidin di Sova Rebbe, El Zoru Kloish Meyer. Ki the peers become pressed. Some mele since Rebbe holds Il Zor Kloish Me'el, some mele, according to Rebbe, there is no difference whether somebody enters Eres Amim in a train, in a car, where there is a real mechitze, or is Rechav Lasus. Some mele, so just as in the Braise, when that mentions the expression Sidetevo Migdal, doesn't mean Dafke Sidetevo Migdal because Rebbe holds Il Zor Kloish Me'el. So whether Rechav Lasus or Sidetevo Migdal is the same thing because it's all Il Zor Kloish Me'el, so his goof is always exposed if it's Kloish Me'el. So Mimele, here I also mentioned.
By riding on a horse, you don't say there's a mechitza, like the horse is separate from the ground.
Certain parts of the organism there might be mechitza, but not the shoulders that bulge out, and the feet certainly don't certainly bulge out unless you have it like a wooden tube, you know, that he puts on the. And his feet, you know, and his whole goof. But otherwise, usually, if somebody rides on a horse, so the feet are
exposed,
and even parts of the body, the sides of his body also bulge.
So you say Rosh Aruba is exposed when he rides a horse.
That's right. Yeah. So he says. Elo mishnoka de Braise, la din af lerich lasus, kiven di sova rebe il zoro klich meyel, ke de pier bekuntres, uch di muchach, di mosig di bisuri al avir li gozru, vim ken ki rabi isi name asie, som mele de Braise by Surya can accord with rabi isi per rabi yude also, but then you'll ask, but the comes rabi isi, why daf ke Surya is nichlas bitare, im chuslores, no! Suppose Rechav Lasus, so Bechutz Loretz, he cannot be Nichnas Bitare. But by Surya, he can be Nichnas Bitare. Vim King Rabbis Namas, if Rechav Lasus, and Bitare, and Bekore, and Rechav Lasus, Mashin Kibaras Ham, the Tomei, Vichim Mashma, Washing Tsas, the Koma, Rafil Rebel, the Kometame, U Mashma Kirabiesi, Asi, Pshitis Tvei, U Miu, Al Kocha Kirabiesi, Namele Asi, El Mitam, the Mosik Alibi, the Rebbe, the Dafke Arat Ham, Mishin Gozla, Avir Valdushu. Elo beres hamim di gozer al gusher laviro. Vohod mi boilem binozer perikin godel eres hamim mishum gusher gozer ala onish mafiro gozer hoche perushe. Mishum gusher mishun maile la gushu viyosu chachomim ki maile la mes viyoche li konei shom visido tevo mil. So from this thesis it's mashma. You see, because it's not so pashut. The Gemara has not baye. Mishum gusher gozer ala mishavir gozer. What is maskone? So it's told in the Rashish, the Meforesh Pshat, Meforesh Girse, and the Rars Girse, but there is one Kimte that says explicitly the Kula Alma Mishmavire Gozo, and then the other Kimte that says that the Machlekes is whether we are Chishish, maybe it'll be Meitzireish Berubei, so that Kimte assumes that Mishum Gushe Gozo. In other words, it's not in the pashut. Or mishum gushal gazru, or mishum avilu gazru. So Teisve says the kashe here. The Gemara says ela beras amin the gazru agushal laviro, but it's not baye. And it's totally in certain kintes. So how does the Gemara say it? Is it a poshut? That in itself is a question. So he says, "Vodim boil another fifteen God lares hamin mishum gushu gozol mishum aviro gozol hora perusha mishum gushu mishum dimayla agushu viyosu chachomim kimayla ames viyocheli komishon b'sinatevu migdol." Even if the sinatevu migdol is open on top, as long as the bottom it's all chotzut. Oy dimal aviratzme viyocheli komishum shom b'shuminyet. Now this is very important. B'shuminyet. Because Reb Chaim assumes there are two Reb Chaims on Perek Yud Aleph, Mehilchas Tumas Mes, and the Yin of Tumas Arzamin, and one Reb Chaim is after the other, but he says himself, it's a pele, I mean, he says, in one Reb Chaim, he says the reverse of what he says in the first Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim assumes that if we say Mishmavir Gozru, so then it goes without saying. It goes without saying that if Mishmavir Gozru, Avir per se, so even if the Seder Table Middle has three mechitzes, but it's open on top, so it's still Tomei, because the Avir and it's open on top, so the Avir is Mitamei. But suppose it's all closed, he has an oxygen tank, let's say,
like an
inside the table, that's right, yeah, all closed, and all closed, so then Reb Chaim assumes that then, even if we say Mishma Vire Gozru, he will not be Tomei. And that's a big chiddush, but from Tesis Loshin, it's Mashma, one second, the Tesis Loshin is so it means even if it's open on top, so from that lashon it's mashma not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim assumes it only in the Rambam, so I cannot look at lashon Rambam now, it's too late, but from Teisves it's mashma not like Reb Chaim. Not like Reb Chaim assumes in the Rambam, because if Teisves Shita had been the way Reb Chaim assumes in the Rambam, that even if Mishmavir Gozru, but suppose it's closed on all sides, so then he's toyer here, even Mishmavir Gozru, because there is a chzitze neged avir also.
Right.
Only when it's so soon on three sides, bottom and the walls. And on top it's open, a little open. So then there is no chitze on top, because it's a little open on top. But suppose it's closed all the way,
completely,
so then even if we say Mishmavir Gozru, Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, he'll still be toyer, because it's chotzutz on top and the bottom. So the question arises, if Teisves is agreed with this, why does Teisves say for Yuchal Likonishom Bishuminyan? She can be Nechnes. Like in a plane, when it's closed on all sides, and the door is closed, and the windows are closed, and everything, so then it's also. So from Teisves it's Mashma, and I really don't understand Reb Chaim, why Reb Chaim assumes it as a Dover Poshut. He says it in the Rambam, all right, but it seems to me if we say Mishmavir Gozru, does it mean the air? Does it mean the air? It means the space of Eretz Yisrael, even if there is no air. Suppose there is a vacuum, what? What? That's right, so he's interested in air. The space, chetzitz, you can be chetzitz neged the gush, you can be chetzitz neged the air too, fine, but negative space? Can you be chitzitz negative space?
You need the oxygen.
All the oxygen, fine. So why is the oxygen? Mitamid. Oxygen, mitamid.
Other means oxygen.
No. All right, oxygen, true. But the halacha is the avir is mitamid in order to deter Jews from living out Israel. So right. It means that the space, So even if it's shoshim on all sides, but he's still occupying space in the mokim of Chutz La'aretz. There is no chitze against the mokim. So, and anyway, you can argue either way. But this is loshin is v'lo yuchal li'koni shom bishum inyan. Definitely implies that there is no way.
Even
mitzosim completely, not like Reb Chaim. And I mean, it's a pele. Reb Chaim should. True, he says it in the Rambam, but he should have mentioned the tasteless, and it's mistava like that. Why should the Bechtzi say if the avir per se is mitami? So it means the avir. So even if we say like Reb Chaim, it doesn't mean the air is mitami. It means the unlimited space, but the oxygen is mitami, the air is mitami, the mokim is mitami. But what is mitami? The unlimited mokim that is not bounded, the unlimited space of Eretz Amim is mitami. Mashenkin, if you have a mechitze and it's also on all sides, then this portion of mokim is set off from the general space mocking. So that's why Reb Chaim says, but anyway, it's not that Reb Chaim holds the oxygen is mitami, the air is mitami. First of all, you have air inside also. And if you don't have an oxygen tank, so that means that the air gets in anyway. For cracks, for holes, for this, for stocking. And suppose that no air gets in, so then in order to be there you have to have an oxygen tank, otherwise you couldn't live there,
right?
You couldn't live there. So but it's a halacha that the oxygen is mitami, the air is mitami. What the oxygen, the space, the mokim of Chutz La'aretz is mitami. So anyway, teis v'shita is definitely the yuchal koni shom bishum inyan. There is no way. No way. Why no way?
No way. For what?
No way for a person to be in Chutz La'aretz b'shita de teiva minyan. No way. Why couldn't he in an airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah. So teisa shita is that if we say mishum avira mitame, so there is no chitze.
Oh.
Because chitze is shayach, chitze is against something. Chitze is against the karki. Chitze is against this. So let's say, if this intervenes between my hand and this, so it's chitze. But the space, Shasta has to say, inside the table, that's also the mocking.
From the Gama to the Rakia.
That's right.
After the Rakia is so, the space.
So anyway, tasteless certainly holds that even if it is sosum on all sides, it is still mitami. But when Reb Chaim says in the Ramba that if it is sosum on all sides, then there is a chitze, it doesn't mean there is a chitze against the Av. That doesn't make sense. He means the other is mitame, it means what is mitame? The general mocking, the unlimited space. Like this, you have space, so the space, the mocking, goes up from the karka
up to the rakia.
It's the same mocking. But if you have a sidur tevo migdol that is sosum on all sides, so that small portion of space inside the Seder Teva Migdol is set off from the unbounded and unlimited space. So Mele, since it's not part and parcel of the unlimited space, so it's not mitami.
Why can't you say it's not an avira?
I don't think it's mistaken.
But the Mile say that it's more comparable to the Tzara Gusha too, because the Tzara Gusha, what's being mitami, the Gusha's being mitami. It's a virus.
Mitami. The oxygen is mitami. I don't think. After all, the whole tami is because.
That's a tami, and it's not me, that's a tami, but you need something to be mitami sometimes.
In other words, so as long as there is avia, there is an inducement to go to Chutz La'aretz,
right.
But when there is, then there is no inducement. All right, but I don't think so. What should I do? I mean, I think that the mokim is mitami, not the avia, but it has to be an unlimited mokim, because space in general is unlimited.
Oh, that's your answer, no Reb Chaim. That's your answer, Reb Chaim.
But if there is a chsitze on all sides, So then it is set off
and from the general space.
From the general space. So then there is no unlimited space of Eretz Amim, to limit Amim. But anyway, Teise Shita is not like this. Umil al kor krabis in amel asya al mitam de mosif alibi de rebbe di dafke eretz o amim mishin goz la avil agusha ele be eretz amim goz la agusha la aviro vodn boilin vinozo ferkin god la eretz amim mishin gusha goz olam mishin aviro goz o hocha perushin mishin